going to the Piano Mountain and we're playing another song.
This is slow tonight, isn't it?
Didn't Mommy and Daddy show you enough attention?
69 for 420 = 666.
You show me a pay stub for $72,000, I'm going to quit my job right now.
Here I am again.
You are listening to WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta.
The YMCA is just a starting line. For the true self blooms only when we find our purpose, what makes us tick below the surface. Why is the before work hustle an after school home? A section of my block, a corner to call my own. With my why, I stand strong, seen and supported all along. It's a million faces in a mirror, and everyone belongs. Find your why. Join today at YMCA.org for a better us.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the WONY Weekly Update. Here are some upcoming events to look forward to. On Monday, February 16th, the Black History Month film series continues at 6 p.m. in Sergi Lee Hall. Also on Monday, day one of Club Jeopardy starts at 9 p.m. in the Hunt Union Ballroom. On Tuesday, February 17th, starting at 5 p.m., experience a taste of Lunar New Year located at Sergi Lee Hall in the Great Room. Check out Trivia Tuesday starting at 9 p.m. located in Hunt Union in the Red Dragon Theater. On Wednesday, February 18th, listen to speaker Jamie Lee Lewis for the Gathering of Words poetry event starting at noon in Hunt Union. Also on Wednesday, Club Jeopardy Night 2 kicks off at 9 p.m. located in Hunt Union Ballroom. On Thursday, February 19th, from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m., journey to the Hunt Union Ballroom to experience the Dr. MLK Jr. Commemoration and Community Breakfast featuring guest speaker Sarah Collins Rudolph. And if you miss it on Wednesday, happening again on Thursday is the Gathering of Words poetry event, this time in the Sergi Great Room at 6 p.m. featuring guest speaker Jamie Lee Lewis. This has been your WONY Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. More information about these events and more can be found on Campus Connection. Have a great week. Keep it locked, everyone.
What's up, WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta? It's DJ Maddie B back in the stew. Let's go. Guys, you're listening to Medleys, Mixes, and Maddie B. And as I just said before, I'm your host, DJ Maddie B. I think that the semester has been off to a very interesting start thus far. If you're not aware, last semester, the medleys and mixes aspect of Maddie B, of course, was every week I kind of dove into a genre that I fancy. And I kind of give you a rundown of here's some songs you should listen to, here's what I listen to, and we kind of did some boogieing and some groovying. However, I very quickly ran out of genres. So I couldn't, like, curate playlists for like true bona fide episodes, so it's kind of just been all over the place. Last week was like Whiplash Central, like I couldn't stay in my own lane there, and this week is truly no different. This week, guys, have you ever like sat down into the show and been like, guys, like DJ Maddie B, like Maddie B, B B, what does the B stand for? Well, guys, that is my last name. I considered saying it on air, but now I'm like, well, I don't know, maybe I shouldn't, but just know that's my family name. So today we are actually, I'm going to say it, we're doing a Blyden family episode, guys. Woo! Now, what does that even mean? What does that entail? Well, obviously that means that I asked my three wonderful family members, Ma, Pa, and Sis. I said, hey guys, can you send me 2 to 3 songs that you think would slay the family episode? And I want them to be like a familial memory attached to them. They all slayed. They knew they understood the assignment. So I have roughly, if I can't even count, it's 10 songs. One of them obviously is going to be our new song for the week. But the other 9 are just some, we're going to stir up some family memories today. We're going to keep it wholesome in the chat, wholesome stuff in the chat only, guys. So without further ado, let's start with a song I think of my, I might have already played on the show before, but that's just because the impact of it in my family. It's just, this song is effervescent in my family. This is going to be Look at Little Sister by Stevie Ray Vaughan and Double Trouble. I think this is going to be a Christopher classic here. Shout out my dad. His music influence on me and my sister has just been, I would say prominent, has been very prominent. So this is one of those songs that he'd play on like our big radio in the garage when we were kids, or he'd be doing like yard work in the backyard and he'd be like, all right, girls, like, let's dance. And he'd play this song. It's like, look at a little sister. And to be honest, I think my older sister Abby thought this was for her, but I said, I'm little sister. But nonetheless, the two sisters would get groovy with it. So what better way to dive back into my childhood and take you with me than to play the very like soundtrack of my life? So without further ado, if I could say without further ado one more time, maybe, here comes Look at Little Sister with Stevie Ray Vaughan and Double Trouble. best way to enjoy that song, in my very biased opinion, is to imagine like a 4 or 5 year old me and a five, wait, whoa, that math was crazy. And well, 6 to 7 year old, whoa, sorry, 6, 7, 6 to 7 year old sister of mine, Abigail. Imagine us just like throwing it down in the backyard while stacking some wood or like raking, actually picking up sticks, man. We were always picking up sticks. There were always so many sticks to pick up, I swear. From fall to spring to summer to winter, there were sticks to pick up, and we were going to pick them up. We were going to have fun doing it, listening to Look at Little Sister by Stevie Ray Vaughan and Double Trouble. Guys, I should have mentioned that was a music draft by my sister, meine Schwester, if you fancy German. That was one of her two picks. Her second pick, there's so many layers to this song. It's just a bomb.com song. This is going to be Dancing Queen by ABBA. Guys, I have such a deeply rooted history with ABBA. My family has a deeply rooted history with ABBA. That's like that. ABBA's like my close personal Swedish friend, for real. But we grew up, I mean, guys, like, I don't know if I'm on a flop. Whoa, okay, stutter taking over. I don't know if I'm a flop for this, but I grew up with more Mamma Mia soundtrack than I did ABBA. But then as I got a little bit older, the ABBA got like infiltrated, or like we got kind of like microdosed with it. But yeah, ABBA is my close personal friend. And Dancing Queen, I mean, that's just like, I don't know. This is, again, one of those songs that just... It is made for every occasion of my life, and it has been made for my family, for every occasion in our lives together. So the song just means a lot to us. And I mean, I guess from this playlist, you would think that we're like a dancing family. I mean, we're dancing to Look at Little Sister. We're dancing to the Dancing Queen. There's got to be at least one other dancing song. Let's see if we can find it. But for now, let's take a stroll down memory lane and listen to Dancing Queen by ABBA. And as always, hope that you enjoy.
Yeah.
That there was Dancing Queen by ABBA. I'm sure I've mentioned this 100,000 times, but I did play Donna Sheridan in a production of Mamma Mia once upon a time, so as you can imagine, I was doing the choreography for that song from my production in the studio as we listened. So if you want, you can imagine that for yourself really quickly. We'll take a moment. Dancing Queen, young and sweet. Like, just imagine me do the little move. Doom, doom, doom. Like, I'm hitting the moves in the studio. Just wanted you to know that. Moving on to a song that is very near and dear to my heart. This is a hint of the name of the song. Wonder if you can guess it while I yap for a second. This is one of the draft picks from my father. And I do love this song and I do love the movie. Another hint, the movie that it's from. This is really my dad's and my sister's song. Unfortunately, I am not sure if she is listening. I texted her and called her. She did not answer. So if you're listening, Abby, this one is supposed to be for you. And if not, then I hope you can feel it in your heart, because You'll Be In My Heart by Phil Collins is the next song we're going to play. Guys, this is from the Tarzan original movie soundtrack. This movie is peak. If you haven't watched it, please go tune in. But also the soundtrack, Mr. Phil Collins, if you couldn't tell, that was a chef's kiss, by the way. But yeah, this song in particular, like, it just makes you very emotional. But truly, I'm not going to try and, like, you know, stamp all over, you know, their history. This is truly my dad's and my sister's song. I don't know what it is about my dad, but he makes my sister weepy. Like, he makes her very emotional. And this song, for whatever reason, just reminds her of my dad. So there's really no other way to bid you adieu to this song. Yeah, I don't know if I just used that term or phrase right, but we're going to go with it. But without further ado, we're going to tap into You'll Be In My Heart by Phil Collins.
Don't stop your crying, it will be alright. Just take my hand, hold it tight. I will protect you from all around you. I will be here, don't you cry. Oh, I'm so small, you seem so strong. Thank you.
Guys, that song demonstrates how I feel about you, my listeners. Guys, you'll be in my heart. I jest. Moving on to, I'm wondering if I should just straight out say the name. No, I'm going to intro it. So guys, this next song is one of the draft picks from my wonderful mother. Shout out Miss Colleen. But she took an interesting approach to this. I feel like this song is a throwback for her. But its familial memory is grounded in much more recent history. Okay, let me explain. This is going to be Blame It on the Rain by Milli Vanilli. Hopefully you're familiar. If you're not, get ready. It's pretty fun. I'm sure my mom was busting down to this back in the day. I am sure of it. I'm sure she's still busting down to it now. I'm pretty sure I've caught her dancing to this in her room in recent memory. I can recall this. However, again, in recent history, the Netflix series, now is that going to be called, that's, it was a biopic, yes, the series Monsters. It was about the oh goodness, what were their names, the brothers that oh my gosh, why can I remember their names, the Menendez brothers, was it them? They had the series about them, and this song is prominently featured in one of the very first episodes. And so my sister, who watched the series, it clicked for her. She loved the song, put it in her playlist. And then from there, my mom and sister were like, we know Milli Vanilli. So they would start listening to it together. And now it's like one of those things where when my sister plays it, I think of my mom. When my mom plays it, I think of my sister. So I think this is it's funny. It's funny that this made it on the family soundtrack, but at the same time, it's fitting because, of course, what else are the Blydens going to do but listen to an eclectic arrangement of music? But without further ado, once again, let's jam to some Blame It on the Rain by Milli Vanilli.
Blame it on the rain that was falling, falling.
Blame it on the rain. Yeah, yeah. Oh, blame it on the rain. Yeah, yeah. Guys, that was Blame It on the Rain by Milli Vanilli. Give it up for Milli Vanilli in the studio today. Just kidding. He's not here. Moving on to a song. I honestly do not have a gauge on whether or not this is a well-known song. I truly don't. And if this is me being short-sighted, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. In the same way that I still haven't watched Spinal Tap. Like, please don't hurt me. Please, please. I'm a music industry major, but I haven't watched Spinal Tap. Please. Anyways, the next song is Jerk It Out by The Caesars. Or just Caesars. Not The Caesars, but just Caesars. This is from their album Paper Tigers. Now you're like, Maddie, how the heck do you even know the song? Well, I have an answer for you. And it has a memory attached to it. I want to say this is a collaborative pick between me and my father. We were discussing on the phone what his picks would be. And he was like, wait, what was that? What was that song we used to dance to on the Just Dance? And I said, oh my gosh, you just brought me back to my own childhood. Oh my goodness. We would literally, the original Just Dance games from the original one, we would literally play this game day in and day out. And every time we were really proud of a dance, we'd make our parents watch. And this is one of them. This is one of the songs that we made our dad dance to as well, because he already knew the song. But we were like, do the dance with us. So we would do Jerk It Out by Caesars. And guys, it was so much fun. Does anyone, comment down below if you remember this dance. Okay, comment down below if you remember this dance. But anyways, guys, I'll probably be doing this dance in the studio while it plays. But let's tap into some Jerk It Out by Caesars. Whoa, my goodness. Caesars.
Shut up, hush your mouth. Can't you hear you talk too loud? No, I can't hear nothing, cause I got my head up in the clouds. I'm fired up, there's a thing that I can't shoot. I'm chasing cars up and down the avenue, but that's okay. Jerk it out. Cause it's easy watching.
just so you know, I was true to my word. I was doing the actual Just Dance dance to that song in the studio where you couldn't see, but just know that I was doing it. Yeah, that was Jerk It Out. That's the new Brower mix. I don't even know if I'm pronouncing that right. The new Brower mix. Yeah, check it out if you'd like to. Add it to the playlist. List it, if you will. But yeah, that was Jerk It Out by Caesars. Moving on to another one of my Meine Mutter's draft picks. It's going to be Moving Out, Anthony's Song by Billy Joel from the Essential Billy Joel Collection. I feel like this, you know, I couldn't gauge the popularity of Jerk It Out by Caesars. I know people know Billy Joel. I'm pretty sure Billy Joel just like broke the record with his last run at Madison Square Garden. I am almost sure of that, by the way. So pretty much, even if you don't listen to a lot of music, everybody knows Billy Joel. And I'm pretty sure everyone knows this specific Billy Joel song, even though he has a lot of amazing songs. Zanzibar's got to be my favorite. But nonetheless, my mother's pick was Moving Out, Anthony's Song. I don't even know if there is one specific memory I can attribute the song to. I think that we just used to listen to a lot of Billy Joel growing up. I think that that's one of the crossovers in my parents' music listening habits. It's the Billy Joel, obviously, is a classic. So growing up, we would just pop these kind of CDs in. This made it onto many CDs, I'm sure. But yeah, once again, I'm sure we jammed out to this while doing yard work. I'm sure maybe at the workbench in the basement and stuff, we probably listened to it as well. But yeah, no, not a specific memory attached to this one. And no one really gave me one either. So if my memory is falling short, my family, I'm very sorry. But nonetheless, let's create new memories with the song right now in the studio. Here we go. Moving Out, Anthony's Song by Billy Joel.
Anthony works in the grocery store, saving his pennies for Sunday. Mama Leone left a note on the door. She said, "Sonny, move out to the country. Ah, but working too hard can give you a heart attack." Is that all you get for your money? And it seems such a waste of time. If that's what it's all about, Mama, if that's moving up, then I'm moving out. Moving out. Moving out.
guys know what the concept of word painting is? I was just thinking about this as the song ended. Word painting is like in the song, like Man in the Mirror, in the Michael Jackson Man in the Mirror song, when the key changes on the word change. Like that's word painting. When you do something with the music or the sound that reflects the lyrics. I like how he, Billy Joel did the opposite of that. He took the lyrics and the name of the song and he painted that in the, wait, yeah, no, I had it right. I thought I confused myself. He, that sound of the car driving away, him moving out, him zipping out, that's him painting the lyric. Wait, I'm confusing myself now. I think you get my point. I like the way that he took a very literal interpretation and he said, let me get the squealing car into the end of the soundtrack of the song, you know? Anyways, I just confused myself. Wow, that was humiliating. Anyways, moving on because we're not going to dwell on it. We're going to hit up some Party in the USA by a one Miley Cyrus. Guys, can you believe this was a suggestion from my father? Can you believe that? Because I couldn't. When I was on the phone with him, we were discussing his draft picks. He was like, oh, you know what the obvious choice is? That Britney song. I said, what? I said, what Britney Spears song have we all been listening to my entire childhood? Of which there's none, by the way. I love Britney, but she just wasn't a part of my childhood. He was like, no, I'm sorry. I meant Miley Cyrus, Party in the USA. And I was like, is that also a song that makes you think of like my childhood or something? Apparently, we used to play this song a lot in the car. And I'm not doubting his memory. I'm just saying maybe I wasn't conscious yet. Maybe I was not a fully functioning human being at that point because I do not remember. Wait, I'm literally getting a flashback as I'm sitting in the studio right now. This was definitely on a CD. Oh my gosh, what am I talking about? Of course I remember the song. Guys, I'm having revelations on air as we speak. This is crazy. This is why I love being on the radio. Yes, now I'm remembering. Yes, they would make us the CDs. We dance in our room. My Hello Kitty radio, guys. You have no idea. That CD player went through a lot. I think we dropped it off a roof and that's what killed it finally. But we used that CD player for a long time. Yes, now I remember. I had the Miley Cyrus CD. Gosh. Well, now I remember. Anyways, that was a really long-winded explanation to Party in the USA by Miley Cyrus. Here we go.
With a dream, my cardigan. Welcome to the land of fame, excess. Whoa. Am I gonna fit in? Jumped in the cab, here I am for the first time. Look to my right and I see the Hollywood sign. This is all so crazy. Everybody seems so famous. My tummy's turning and I'm feeling kind of homesick. Too much pressure and I'm nervous. That's when the taxi man turned on the radio. And a Jay-Z song was on. And the Jay-Z song was on. And the Jay-Z song was on. So I put my hands up to play that song. The butterflies fly away. Nodding my head like, yeah. Moving my hips like, yeah. Got my hands up to play my song. I know I'm gonna be okay. Yeah. It's a party in the USA. Yeah. It's a party in the USA. Get to the club in my taxi cab. Everybody's looking at me now. Like, who's that chick that's rocking kicks? She gotta be from out of town. So hard with my girls not around me. It's definitely not a Nashville party. Cause all I see is stilettos. I guess I never got the memo. My tummy's turning and I'm feeling kinda homesick. Too much pressure and I'm nervous. It's when the DJ drops my favorite tune. And a Britney song was on. And a Britney song was on.
major notes for that song. Neither of them critiques, more merely observations. First of all, that little laugh soundbite they got at the end of the track there, do you think that was genuine or not? Let me know your thoughts in the comments below. If we had a comment box, I'd be reading them. Anyways, the second note I have is, I think I now know why my dad thought he said Britney. Because when the Britney song was on, and the Britney song was on, he was like, wait, the Britney song. Well, not quite, Dad. But now I truly understand why you said Britney at first. Now we all understand. Moving on, we got three songs left here. Let's make good use of our time, okay? This next song, well, my dad and I are on the phone, and he was talking about Jerk It Out by Caesars from Just Dance. My brain immediately went, oh my gosh. Do you remember what song I used to perform for you guys all the time from Just Dance? And he was like, oh, I don't know. I said, Barbara Streisand by Duck Sauce. I don't know what it was. For the longest time, I thought this was a Barbara Streisand song called Duck Sauce. Like when I was a little kid, I was like, oh, play that Barbara Streisand song, Duck Sauce. Well, actually, I had it, you know, mixed up. It's the artist Duck Sauce, the song Barbara Streisand. There is not much to this song. This is literally a bunch of samples mashed together in such an artistic way. And you know what? It's just downright groovy, okay? And I was grooving to it from a very young age on Just Dance. I still remember the dance. Again, I'll be doing it in the studio. If only I could Twitch live stream this. Anyways, here comes some Barbara Streisand, the radio edit by Duck Sauce.
Barbara Streisand. Barbara Streisand. Barbara Streisand. Barbara Streisand. Barbara Streisand. Barbara Streisand. Barbara Streisand.
And once again, I want you to imagine a very young version of DJ Maddie B absolutely tearing up that song on the Wii. Like, I was tearing... The remotes were so battered because we would tear up those games. We were obsessed. But yeah, that's such a strong memory of mine. I would be like, Mom, Dad, like, come, just like, I want to show you my dance. And they were like, girl, we've seen it 100 times. Like, well, here it comes 101. Like, here comes 101 through 110 are coming today, by the way, because I'm going to run this back and forth like I'm prepping for a dance recital. Okay, that's the type of game I was on back in the day. Truly. Two more songs left on the docket, guys. And selfishly, the last song of the Blyden Family soundtrack is going to be my pick because I'm selfish and I am, of course, the DJ, so I get to make the last call. I don't know. I think maybe my sister would know this song, but again, I don't think she's listening. So, oh well. I don't know, Mom and Dad, I know they're listening. I don't know if you guys have heard this song before. I didn't tell any of you I was putting this on the playlist. But something about this song just makes me, it's a very emotional and it feels like a very nostalgic kind of vibe. I don't know if that's the filtering or the mixing they did on the track that makes it sound that way. It has a very, like a mellow sound to it. You'll understand when you hear it. But this is going to be Where'd All the Time Go by Dr. Dog. Obviously, just like the theme of, or the message and lyrics, like, where'd all the time go? I don't want to spoil it, but starting to fly. And I'm just like, wait, whoa, like where did all the time go? Like, we're all like, we're achieving unk status in my family. We're all like unks nowadays. So I'm like, where'd all the time go? Like, remember when we used to like pick up stick? Like, I'm always, okay, I'm so sorry I keep making it sound like I was like being put to work when I was a kid. I did plenty of chores and stuff, but I have a very wonderful, loving family, obviously. If I didn't like him, I wouldn't be shouting him out on the radio. But this song, I don't know, when I hear it, I just get like very emotional. I'm like, wait, like low key, where'd all the time go? Like, we're all a bunch of unks these days, but... to my friends, to my family, to my listeners, everyone, take this moment to just, you know, reflect on and be grateful for the people in your life for the people in your lives that have just kind of stuck with you through it. Okay. Take this moment to express some gratitude to the universe and let's all just relax to Where'd All the Time Go by Dr. Dog. I hope that you enjoy.
Bottom, it comes from above. gets dressed up like a pillow, so she's always in bed. Flowers for the sick and dead. She's on the go, way too fast and way too slow. She'll turn to stone at hospitals and funeral homes. And when the tide rises, somebody sinks and is gone in the blink of an eye.
And I'll be honest, some tears just fell. Like, not too many where it was embarrassing, but I will say my eyes just did water up because I was thinking about how much I love my family after all. Guys, we've made it to the last song of the evening, and I'm very emo about it, to be honest. You know what, guys? I'm going to soft launch this. I'm considering doing multiple shows next semester. Guys, if the people would want that, let me know down in the comments down below. But yeah, here comes the last song. I'm very sad. But if you're new to the show, if you've been here a million times, you know the drill. I like to end off every episode of Medleys, Mixes, and Maddie B with a song that's new to me and a song that's probably new to you. This is one of the new release. One of the new releases. This is going to be Strawberry Kiwi by The Olympians, In Search of a Revival. It's the album it's from. This is like a jazz soul. It's purely instrumental, orchestral even. But there are some, you know. It's jazz orchestral, so it's, anyways, if you know what a jazz configuration is in an orchestral piece, anyways, but yeah, I listened to just a snippet of it, and I said, this is something very different than what I played on the show before, so truly, without further ado, let's listen to Strawberry Kiwi by The Olympians.
We'll be right back.
is one thing I have to say about Strawberry Kiwi by the Olympians, and it is that you should expect to hear more of the Olympians in future installments of the show, because that was so fire. I have been in need of more, like, not, I don't want to say mindless, because that's certainly not mindless music, but just instrumental stuff that's more low-key. But yeah, please expect to hear more of the Olympians. Wow, that was really good. I hope you guys liked it too. But yeah, the evening has unfortunately come to a close once again on Madly's Mixes. That's going to be Medley's Mixes and Maddie B. And as always, I have been your pleasured host, DJ Maddie B. And before I sign off, let me just say that I hope you all have a wonderful week. I can't wait to, I guess I won't hear from you next week, but you'll definitely be hearing from me because, you know, I like to talk. But yeah, please stay warm. Please stay safe. Please have some fun this upcoming week. Let's, you know, all, you know, practice some gratitude for the people in our lives, the wonderful things that we have going for us. And yeah, I'm wishing you all the best and hugs and kisses, maybe even. And guys, have a great week.
Number one song in Bikini Bottom, Electric Zoo.
Hey, that's pretty catchy.
You're listening to WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta, the best radio station in all of Bikini Bottom. Don't touch that dial, keep it locked.
I love this young people's music.
As a professional musician, Lachi stays true to her creative vision, even with continuing vision loss from a growing hole in her eyesight. In time, Lachi could face the possibility of total blindness, but she's hopeful because she knows she's not alone. For 50 years, the Foundation Fighting Blindness has funded research into treatments and cures for blinding diseases, providing real hope to those fighting vision loss. And our nationwide community of local chapters provides networking and support for people with vision loss, as well as their love.